We're on the Chesam and Aleph towards the bottom. Mizovo v'Sofar. We're continuing to Darshan the Psukim by Azov. We already established that there's no difference between Azov who saw twice and Azov who saw three times Legabe the Chomer of the Tumah, except that Azov that saw twice doesn't bring a carbon, and Azov that saw three times brings a carbon. Otherwise, they're the same degree of tumah. They're matami the same things or whatever. Now the Gemara learns another halacha. Mizovo v'sofar. That even from some ziva, in other words, the ziva of two times, ziva of three times, even some zivos need the sofar, need a shiva nikiyah. He has to count seven clean days before he can become tahor. So limed al zav bal shtei riyoshetol sfira shiva. That a zav who only saw two times, not only is he tamei, similar to a zav who saw three times, and only doesn't have to be a korban, he has to count shiva nikiyam also. He has to count seven clean days. Which says v'halo dinhu, it's a kavachom, we need a pasuk for it. We already established that a Zav who sees two times is Metame, Mishkav, and Moshav, like all the Chumras of a Zav. So why should we think that he doesn't have to count Shiva Nikim? Right? If he's Metame, Mamish, like a Zav of three times, then he should have to count Shiva Nikim also. Where it says, Shomer Yom, Keneged Yom Tochiach. By a Zava, the halacha is that she has to see 3 days consecutively. If she sees all three times on the same day, is nothing. She has to see three separate days, three riyas in consecutive days. And the halacha is that she can only become a zava not in the time when she's a nida. Nida and zava, the same blood. There's no difference between the blood of a zava and the blood of a nida. So the difference is when it happens. A woman who first starts to have her period, so as soon as she sees blood, she's tamei for 7 days. That's nida. And whether she sees all 7 days or she doesn't see all 7 days, she sees for 1 day or 1 second, she's a nida for 7 days. At the end of the 7 days, she goes to the mikveh, and that's it, and she becomes tahor. The next 11 days after her 7 days are up, till the 18th day, from the 8th day to the 18th day, she could become a zava. So if she sees on the 8th day, right, now she went to the mikveh, and now she's tahor. Now she sees dam again. It's not nida anymore because it's in the 11 days between her nidos. So if she sees 1 day, she's called the Shomeris Yom. She counts that day. She waits to see if she's going to see the next day and the day after that. Right? If she sees that day, then, but she doesn't see, and she can go to the mikveh that night. And what's it called, and she doesn't see the next day, she's fine, right? But that day, she's metame like a zava. But she doesn't have to count Shiva Nikiyam, she doesn't have to count seven clean days, it's 1 day. This is all Minatora, nothing to do with what we do today. What we do today is Rabbanan, and it's completely different. So, but in Minatora, she sees 1 day, she goes to the mikveh that night, and she is tahor. If the next day she sees again, so then again, she's tamei like a zav, like a what's it called, as a chumras of a zava, but she's not a zava yet. She's called a shomeris yom. And if she sees on the 3rd day, then she becomes a zava, and she has to count shiva nikiyam before she can become tahor. She has to have 7 clean days that she checks herself every day to make sure she's tahor, and then she can become tahor, and she has to be a carbon. What's it called? There is no such thing as a zava who only saw 2 times. Not like a zava. A zava, either she sees 3 times or nothing, but each time she sees in those 11 days, she has the din of a chumrah of a zava, except she's not a zava yet, who needs shiva nikiyam. So you see, it can be tamei, the chumras hazav, because zava has the same tumah, yomer tamei mishkav u'moshav, which is something unique to a zav, right? Other tumas are only metame benegiyah. They're not metame if you sit on the thing and don't touch it, right? Or lie on it and don't touch it. She has that chumrah, but she doesn't need shiva nikiyam. So you see, it's possible to have all the chumras of a zav or zava and not need shiva nikiyam. So therefore, the kal v'chomer is no kal v'chomer. Therefore, you need the pasuk nizovo v'sofar, that even some ziva, not only the case of all zivas, but even some zivas also need, meaning even the one that's two needs the counting. Rashi shomeres yom keneged yom. A woman who sees one or two days in the 11 days between her nidos, right? She counts one day, and if she doesn't see anything more, she goes to the mikveh, and then she's tahor. But that day that she saw, she's metame mishkav u'moshav. She metame mishkav u'moshav. Bishmaisa basreis the meseches nida, and the last sugya in Nida, Marbinan. We learn out how we know that a Shomeris Yom is also Matami Mishkav Moshe. Okay. Samara says, Shomeris Yom Tochia, Shematami Mishkav Moshe, the Ainatuna Sphere Shiva. Afatal to Tamal Zesh, Afati Shematami Mishkav Moshe, Lo Yaton Sphere Shiva. Tamad Lomar, Mizovo Visofar, Mixa Zovo Visofar, Limit Al Zov, Balstevi Yoshaton Sphere Shiva. But that's why we need a pasuk to tell me that even a Zav, who only saw two times, has to have Shiva Nekiyah. Because just from the fact that he's Matame Mishkav U'Moshav would not tell me that he has to count Shiva Nekiyah, because we have a similar case of a Zava who is only a Shomeris Yom. She's Matame Mishkav U'Moshav, but she doesn't need Shiva Nekiyah. Okay. Omer Le'rat Papa Labaya. Maishno Hai Mizovo de Marbi Be Zav Al Shtei Rios. L'chora, we had the pasuk before, right? The other pasuk mizovo, the chiyitar hazov mizovo. No, we had the pasuk of the chiper of a kohen lifnei Hashem mizovo. So we learn from that pasuk that only from some ziva do you need a carbon, and some not. So it's memayit azov, who only saw two times, from a carbon. Since it says mizovo, it's not all zivas that you need kapara, only some zivas. Now we're saying mizovo is marba azov. Now even some zivas, meaning even the two, need shiva nekiyah. So here we learn mizovo to exclude azov who saw two times from a carbon. Here we're saying mizovo to include azov who saw two times for sphira. Why in this case we darshan the word mizovo as a miut, and here we darshan the word mizovo as a rebu? That's a Rapapa's kasha. Amale, isoka daita chai lemautehu da'asa lishto kromine. Right? If you hold that this mizovo comes to exclude a zov of two rias, what do we need a pasuk for? There's nowhere that I would think that he is chayiv, that I need to be mamayim. So therefore, if it says mizovo, it must be coming to tell me even of zov bal shtei rios needs svira. Because to tell me doesn't need svira, I'm reading the pasuk. I don't know anywhere where I would think he did. The chit heiman, if you'll say no, I would think that he needs svira from a kal v'chomer. Asa midina, I've learned from a kal v'chomer. Shomeris yom kineged yom tochiyah. Right? If he's metame mishkav u'moshav, surely he's metame. He needs svira shiva nekiyah. That's not true. Shomeris yom shows you there's a case of a person who's metame mishkav u'moshav and doesn't need shiva nekiyah. So there's no place that I would think that you need svira if he didn't have this pasuk to tell me that you need it. Therefore, the pasuk can't come to exclude it because there's no reason to exclude it. It must become to be marda. Mizova lamali limit alzab al shtei rios shaton svira shiva. That's why you need this pasuk, right? Mizovo, to tell me that. That he is, but Masha Ein Kain, right, what's it called, by the other case, if it didn't say Mizovo, the Chiper, I would say that a Zav of two Rias is Chayav a carbon just like anybody else. Why shouldn't he be Chayav a carbon? Right, we learn it Adarav, we learn it from the Torah said two and the Torah said three, right, and they're both called Tomek. So Mishnah is Marbit for everything, Korban is two, right, since it's Makish, two to three. So I would say it's a Hekish for carbon too. Therefore, I need a pasuk to tell me, don't bring a carbon. But Shiva Nekiyim, there's no place to think that you need Sphira. It doesn't say anything. So the only thing it could be is to mar the Sphira, not to be Mamayim. Okay. Rashi. Maishno hai mizovo. The sofar. The dorashtole de mixa zo. that even some ziva, in other words, even a two ziva, needs shiva dekiyim. Ulashmina the mitzvah zov in tunin sphere shiva. Uvahoyin yona shamina minei zov bal shtei rios sphere. Here we're marba a zov of two rios that he needs sphere. Umaishno hai mizovo deleo the other mizovo, right? We learn that it's mamayit a zov of two rios from a korban. The shiva gabe korban. Below the Rashle, mixes zov vashliyeh zov vashliyeh rios the carbon. We didn't learn it over there. That adarava, it's come to be marba that even a zov, even some zivos need a carbon. No, we're saying that only some zivos need a carbon, meaning the three, but the two not. Ela mixes zov in the Rashle, umokmisli about sholosh rios and umatis minei about shtei rios. Right here, we're learning that even some zivos need sphira. And there we're learning only some zivos need carbon. Why over here do we learn it even and there only? At least though crumbing eggs, what it says, because over there, if it didn't say anything, I would learn from the fact that the Torah compared two and three to a carbon. But if it didn't say anything over here, I wouldn't know anything about sphira. It only says sphira by a person who has what's it called three zrias. It says beferish, three, right, and then the sofar. Doesn't say anything about the sofer by two. Says he's tame, that we know one from the other, the tame. But that sphira doesn't makish them for sphira. So I would say maybe there is no sphira. Kamash malon, mizovo, even some zivas, not only, what's it called, even some of them need, sphira. The chite masi medina, you would think that we could learn the fact that you need sphira from a kal v'chomer. And then maybe it comes to eliminate that. Don't learn that kal v'chomer. No, the kal v'chomer is no kal v'chomer. The le'el k'dom rasim k'tami mishkav u'moshav lo yeitol sphira shiva lo asya the ha'amrish shomeres yom k'neged yom tochiyah. Okay. The chi tema hai miboyele mizovo v'lo minigo. No, we need this pasuk for a different limud that we had before. Right? Mizovo can't tell me that you need sphira for even some zovim, even the two, because we need this pasuk to tell me that even though he's only tar from ziva, he still can count 7 clean days. Maybe he's talking about a three guy. And he's a mitzora, and he's a zov. He hasn't yet become tar from the mitzoras, but he's tar from the zov. He can count 7 clean days, right? That's what we need this pasuk for. Not to tell me that a zov of two riyas needs shiva nekiyah, right? Miboyele mizovo velo minigo vizovo, mizovo v'nigo. Im kein lichtov krov v'chiyitar hazov v'lishtov. Mizovo. It didn't have to say mizovo. For that halacha could have said v'chiyitar hazov v'sofar. As long as he's tar from being a zov, even if he's a mitzora, he can count 7 days. And it'd be going on the guy with three. Why'd have to say the chit or hazov mizovo? To tell me mizovo, even mitzazov, even a person with two rias, needs shivas nekiyah. Right? Lomeli, why do you mean mizovo? Limit hazov, bashtei rio, shetom sphir shiva. That's what we learn from the word the chit or hazov mizovo velo mizovo veniko. And from mizovo, we learn that even some zavim need sphira, even the ones that only have two times. Okay, im kain, lichtov krov v'chiter hazov, v'lo boi mizovo. So just to learn the halacha, that if you're a zav and a mitzora, and you get cured from the ziva, you can count 7 clean days, even though you're still a mitzora, you don't need the word mizovo for that. All you need is the word zav. It doesn't say when he'll be pure. When he'll be pure from the zav, then he can count 7 clean days. Why does he have to say also mizovo? Mizovo is coming to tell me that even a zav who only saw two times has to count shiva nekiyah. Shema mino le midrash mikta zav in tom sfira. Okay. Mishnah. Ein bein mitzora musgar le mitzora muchlat ele priya uprima. Ein bein tar mitoch hezgar le tar mitoch hechlet ele tiglachas le tzipari. Okay, maybe we need a lot of hakadom over here. Okay, first of all, what's the difference between mitzora musgar and muchlat? So think of a push of the case. A guy comes to the Kohen, and the Kohen looks and he has a nega. He has a spot on his arm that's white. Okay, the Kohen looks at it to see if it's the kind of white spot that's called a nega. If it is, right, then he looks. If it has a white hair in it, he's tamei right away. Makes him tamei, he's muchlet, it's finished. And then he becomes tahor when the white hair will go away, or the nega will go away, or whatever. Till then, he's a matzoah. If there is no white hair, but the nega has the right color, so then he's mazger him. We'll see in 1 second, there's four different pshat in what hezger means. He puts him away for 7 days. He waits 7 days. He's not tameh yet for sure, and he's like in between. He's in abeyance for 7 days. At the end of the 7 days, the Kohen looks again. If there's a white hair, then he's mukhlet, and he's a tzorah finished. If the nega got bigger, then he's a mukhlet. If the nega didn't get any bigger, and there is no white hair, then he's tahor. Then what's it called? Then he's not a metzora. Okay. The end of the 7 days. Some negayim, you have to wait another 7 days then. If the nega didn't get smaller or disappear, and it didn't get a white hair, right, then you wait another 7 days. Depends where the nega is, but this is a partial case of the nega on your arm. This is the halach. Okay, we're not learning now in the Goyim, we're just learning this case over here. So so during the 7 days that he has a nega, but it didn't yet have all the simonim, he's a musker. When he'll, at the end of the 7 days, he has a white hair, or got bigger, then he's a mukhlet. Okay, so the Mishnah says, now, first of all, with Hezger, what is Hezger? Rashi in the Chumash says that Hezger means we quarantine him. He has to stay in a room, right, for 7 days, can't go outside. He's musker, he's locked up. Okay, he's quarantined. That's Hezger. And the Kohen comes at the end of 7 days and looks to see the nega. We don't let this guy run around. You have to sit in your house for 7 days. The Rosh says, that's not what it says. And there's no Mishnah or Braisa or Gemara that ever says that a Metzorah during those 7 days has to stay in his house. It doesn't say the Hizkir es hanagua. It says the Hizkir es hanega. The nega has to be quarantined, says the Rosh, one of two things. Either we draw with magic marker a line around the nega, right? So when the coin comes back, he sees it. If it went past that line. So your mazgir, a misgeret. You put a frame. What's a misgeret is a frame, right? So you put a frame around the nega. The guy could go wherever he wants, except he has this frame around his nega. Or the Rosh says, we cover the nega with a bandage so the guy doesn't rub against the wall and rub off the nega. Right? So we protect the nega. And his kiras a nega, we close it up with a bandage. Those are two pshatim of the Rosh. The Rambam doesn't seem to learn like any of these things. The Rambam holds the his kiras a nega means we put it in abeyance. We don't do anything. We don't cover it. We don't put a miskira. In fact, others, we shall not say, the dafka, you don't make a line. Because it says lemaros eini akohen, the kohen just has to approximate if it got bigger or not. But not that he could see exactly if it got bigger or not. Torah just says it should be the kohen should see whether he thinks it got bigger or not. But if you have a misgeret, you know for sure if it got bigger or not, if it spread. So some rishonim learn bedafka you don't do anything to the nega to delineate it. It's all in the eyes of the kohen. The Rambam doesn't seem to say either pshat, and they say the Rambam holds that Hezger, you don't do anything. It just means you wait in abeyance, right, until 7 days is over to find out what's going to be with this guy. You don't have to do anything. Just wait 7 days. That's got the Hezger as a nega, right? You then put the nega on hold. That's it. The Hezger means you put it on hold for 7 days. Those are the pshatim in Hezger. So during those 7 days, the Metzora is called a musker. Okay, whatever those 7 days are, he's a musker. So the Mishnah says there's no difference between a Metzora musker and a Metzora muchlet, except the following. A Metzora musker is metameh the same way as a Metzora muchlet. But there's other halachas. Once a person becomes a Metzora muchlet, so he has the following halachas. Bodad yeshe michutz l'machaneh, he has to go outside the machane. What's it called? He has to leave, what's it called, Machane Yisrael. He can't be in a walled city. Okay. He, what's it called, in the Midbar, he couldn't be in Machane Yisrael. He had to go outside the Machane in Eretz Yisrael. Machane means he can't be in Yerushalayim or any other walled city. He can be anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, but not in a walled city. That's, what's it called, one thing. That's called Shiluach. That's one thing. Then there's what's it called, an inyan of Priya and Prima. He has to tear his clothing and what's it called, let his hair grow. Okay, so let his hair grow, he can't cut his hair, and he has to tear his clothing, like an oval. It's mourning for himself. And he has to, another thing, it says, al-sofam yate. He has to cover his mouth. And he has to say, tame, tame. Anybody who comes around, he has to, tame, tame, yikra. Okay. So those are the things that says by a mitzora muchlet. He has to do those things. So the Mishnah says those things don't apply to a musker. A person who's only in the 7 days of hesker doesn't have to tear his clothing, doesn't have to let his hair grow. Now, it doesn't mention the other ones about covering his mouth. So the Tosfos Yontif said it's included. It just mentioned two of them. I didn't have to go and tell you everything. Anything that's those extra things, a musker doesn't have to do. And other acronyms say no, that it's only those two things that are different, but he has to cover his mouth. Even the musker has to cover his mouth, and why exactly that's different, nobody, it's not clear. But there's still two different shitas. It's only Priya Prima, or Priya Prima is an example of all the things that it says by a mitzvah of muklat don't apply to a musker, of tearing your clothes, declaring that you're tameh, and covering your mouth, and letting your hair grow. Okay. One second. So some say that tameh, tameh, yikra applies to all tameh. Any guy who's tameh has to let other people know that he's tameh. And some say that's only the Rabbanim by other Tmeim, and by a Metzorah it's Minat Torah. Right? And therefore by a Musker it could be also the Rabbanim, but not, it's like any person who's Tamei. Right? Another thing is that Bodad Yeshev Michutz LaMachaneh may be that he's not allowed to be around other people. Even outside the Machaneh. It's a separate thing. Right? There's a shaila whether a Right, this shiluach above the gate safe. Right, Bodad Yeshev doesn't apply to a musker either. Rashi learns it just means you can't be around people. That Bodad, that applies to even a musker, but it doesn't mean he has to go outside the machne. Shiluach na. Okay. We'll see in 1 second the Gemara. Okay, so that's the first part of the Mishnah. Then, a person who becomes Tohar after Hezker. Right, he was Tameh as a Metzorah musker, and then he never became a Muchlet. The Kohen came at the end of the 7 days, it didn't spread, there wasn't a white hair, he becomes tar. Okay? So, or there is a white hair, it spread, now becomes a muklat. Now, if he became tar from being a musker, he doesn't need to bring the birds to be matayri. Okay? Ein bein tar mitoch hezlo, tar mitoch echlet, ele tiglachas the tiporet. When you're Tamei Muchlet, and then you become Tahar, so you need to shave your whole body, bring two birds, there's a whole process how to become Tahar. But that process doesn't apply to a Musker. A Musker doesn't have to shave all his hair, and he doesn't have to bring two birds. He becomes Tahar with what's it called, just by going to the mikvah. That's the another difference between a Musker and a Muchlet. Okay. One is what their status is when they're a musker and a muklat, and how you become tahar after being a muklat and after being a musker. Okay, Rashi. Priya uprima, begod of you prumim, he has to tear his clothing. The roshu ye paru, and he can't take a haircut. He has to let his hair grow. Muklat, la'achar shekolu yamei ahesker, the nearer bo simone tumo hamurimbo. If the 7 days are up and a white hair grew in the nega, or it enlarged, then he's a mukhlet. Okay, if it didn't, then he's in many cases already can what's it called become tahar. Okay. Mara says hala inin shiluach v'tuma zeveze shavim. But legabe shiluach, what's it called? Meaning, according to Tosfos, min hamachane, that he can't be in a walled city, or according to Rashi, that he can't be around people. But he could, the musker could be in a walled city, not a mukhlet. But what's it called? But he can't be around people. The tumah, and what's it called? And the regular laws of tumah that are special to a metzora, they're the same. Zevzeh shavim. Minoni mili. How do you know that? How do you know that the tumah of a musker and the tumah of a mukhlet and the din of shilua michutz lamachaneh, which learn that is much easier to learn like that, right? Are the same. The Tani Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak Kameder Rav Huna. The Tiharo HaKohen Mispachasi. The Chibes Begada Vitoher. Okay? It says the Kohen will see him at the end of the 7 days, and the Nega didn't spread, and there wasn't a white hair that came in the Nega. So the Tiharo HaKohen, the Kohen will be Matayre, Mispachasi. It's not Tzoraz, it's Mispachas. The Chibes Begada, and he puts his clothing in the Mikvah, and he goes into the Mikvah. The Tahir, right? And he is Tahir. Meaning not from now on he's Tahir. And it comes out he was Tahir from the beginning. From what? He wasn't Tahir from the beginning, Bichlal. He's a Musker. He's Tahir. So what's the Tahir? Tahir mi priya uprima mi kara. There's something that he was Tahir from the very beginning. What is that? He didn't have to tear his clothing or let his hair grow. Okay? The Tahir is not going on the future, it's going on the past. And all this time, for some things, he was tahar. For what? He didn't have to tear his clothing, let his hair grow. Rashi. The shiluach chutz v'chom ha'sa'ir. Rashi learns shiluach means he has to go outside the walled city. The tumah, called chomer tumah, amur of mitzora. And also, all the chumras that apply to a mitzora. We'll see in 1 second what that is. That don't apply to other tmeim, apply to this guy too. A musker has the same degree of tuma as a mukhlet. Minani mile, de ain priu prima b'musker. How do you know that when it comes to letting his hair grow and tearing his clothing, doesn't apply to a musker? Dilma goli lon rachmane b'mukhlet v'adin l'musker. Maybe just like all the other things apply from a mukhlet to a musker, maybe this also. Kedamr slingin tuma, just like we say by tuma, applies to both of them equally. The tira kolmis pachasi, but mitzora shabal lechlal tara mitoches gero. This pasuk talking about a mitzora who, at the end of the 7 days, nothing happened that would make him a mukhlet, so he now can become tahar. Velo nechla, he never became mukhlet. He was musker, and then he became tahar. The sefe de kroksi v'chibes de gada v'tahir. Velo kosa v'yi tahir, he should now become tahar. List of the mikaros mashba that he was tahar from the beginning for something. Even before he's told, he was already tahar during the time he was a musker from some of the things that apply to a mitzora mukhlet. What is that? Priyo prima. Okay. Rava elamiyata gabi zov. If you're going to darshan the tahar to mean that he doesn't become tahar now, but he was tahar originally from something, then by Yisov, it says the same Moshe. The Chibes the God of the Toyer. It says by Yisov, the Chibes the God of the Toyer. Now the Gemara in Brachas learns the Toyer doesn't mean, right, it says what's it called, the Toyer Yoma. The day will go away. That we know from there, you can't be Tovel till after Shkia, till Tzeis. But here the Gemara is not darshing that Rosha. The Chibes the God of the Toyer, right, means, like we're saying, so Hosam my Vitar Mikaraika, what can we say by Yazov that he was Tahar from the beginning? Certain things didn't apply to this Zov. What didn't apply to him? He was a regular full fledged Zov. Elatar Hashta Militame Klicheris Behesit. Afa gab the Hadar Khazi. What it means is the following. If a Zov counted Shiva Nakiyim, okay, he counts the seventh day at the beginning of the day and he's tahar, he can go to the mikvah that day. He doesn't have to wait till the night. He can go to the mikvah during the day. There's only one problem. If he sees that day again, he becomes a zov again, retroactively. Okay? But not completely. He doesn't become retroactively completely a Zav. He becomes a Zav retroactively for everything except Metame Kli Cheres Behesed. Rashi will explain why that's an exception. Meaning like this. A Zav is Metame Mishkav Umoshav more than other Tmeim. He's also Metame Kli Cheres Behesed. Kli Cheres only becomes Tame from the inside. You touch it on the outside, it's not Tame. But a Zav, if he moves the Kli Cheres, even if he doesn't touch it on the inside, he moves it, it's considered like he touched it on the inside, and it's Tame. Okay, the Shaila whether it has to be able to be touched on the inside or not, right? Well, Kli Cheres doesn't have any inside. Some say that Rashi learns that Hesed is Metame even that. Others say, no, it has to be able to have been touched, and it's like you touched it. But if you can't touch it, like, for instance, you have a Kli that has a cover on it. It's impossible to touch. Rashi holds that Hesed doesn't Metame. Tosfos holds you can take off the cover. So it's Baal L'Chlal Megid. You could conceivably touch it. But what's conceivably not touchable is talking where you have a Kli that has such a small opening that you could never put your finger in it. There, it's not Metame B'Hesed. Because it's impossible to touch the inside. So there, Hesed is not Metame. But a Kli that could conceivably be touched on the inside is Tame B'Hesed, even though you didn't touch it on the inside, which is normally how Kli Cheres becomes Tame. So a Zav is Metame Kli Cheres B'Hesed. So now, what happens like this. The guy was a Zav. Saw two times or three times, he was a Zav. Counted Shiva Nakim. On the seventh day, he made a bedika, said he's okay. He went to the mikveh at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And now he's tar. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he saw some more ziva. Now he becomes retroactively a zav again. He needs a shiva nikim again. Because since it's on the seventh day, the 7 days haven't gone over, he didn't have full shiva nikim. So even though he went to the mikveh, if he didn't see after that, he'd be tar. But now he's tamei again. So it's only metamehim lemafreya for mishka v'moshav water. Let's say now between 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock, he sat on ten blankets. So at that point, the blankets weren't tamei. He's tar. At 3 o'clock, he saw ziva again, right? So retroactively, those blankets become tamei. Which comes out, he was a Zav. But if he moved the Kli Cheres without touching the inside between 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock, at 3 o'clock when he sees Ziva again, that Kli Cheres will remain tar. For that halacha, it doesn't go retroactively. Okay. Hachinami ha-tar ha-shtam el-tami b'bi'al mafreya. Let's say the same thing by Metzora. It's not the tahir that he originally was tahor from the very beginning for certain things, and from that we'll learn that priya and prima don't apply to a metzora musker. No, we'll learn like this. A metzora, had a nega, and he was musker. And the kohen came on the seventh day, and the nega didn't enlarge, there was no white hair. He tells him, go to the mikveh, right, go put your clothing in the mikveh and you'll be tahor. Okay. And the Metzora then did all of that, and then the nega got bigger. So he's Lamafreya Metzora. Now he's a Metzora, Muklet. And even though he went to the mikveh, whatever, after that the Tzaraz got bigger, he becomes a Metzora Muklet. It didn't go away, right, in between, it just didn't spread. So he could become tahar, but if it ever spreads, he becomes a metzora backwards. Right? The nega goes away, fine, but it didn't go away, and it spread. Now lemafreya, become a metzora. You only become a metzora lemafreya, we'll learn from this pasuk, for all the dinim, let's say, of mishka, or whatever metzora is metame, except this special halacha of bia. Bia means a metzora goes into a house. And there are kalim in the house. He comes in with kalim, even if he's not touching them. The kalim become tummy. Right? Just entering a house, a metzora who enters a house with kalim on him, or carrying kalim, even if he's not touching them, the kalim become tummy. Special din of metzora. We learn it from Metzoras Habayis. If a house has Tzoras, any kalim in the house that you bring into the house become tummy. So we learn there's a hekesh between Tzoras Habayis and Tzoras Haguf. So same thing, a Metzora who goes into a house with kalim, the kalim become tummy, even if he didn't touch them. Right? It's something similar like Tumas Ohel, but it's only when the Metzora is there. Metzora comes into the house, and the kalim become tummy. Okay, that he brings in with him. Okay, so that's called bia. So that halacha doesn't come l'mafreya. In other words, if the mitzora, in between the time that he was declared tahar, the thing didn't spread, go to the mikveh. He went to the mikveh. And then that was at 1 o'clock. And at 3 o'clock, or here it doesn't have to be the same day, it could be 10 days later, right? In between that time and the time that the nega spread, he went into a house with kalim. Then all the other things he touched in between will become tummy. But that tumah won't apply to mafreya. And that we learn from the word vitoher, right, that from now on he'll be tummy legabi biya, but not lemafreya. So instead of learning it that vitoher, there were certain things that he was tar from the very beginning, we're learning now there's certain things that are only going to be tummy from now on, but for things, the mafreya, there's certain things that are not going to become tummy lemafreya. So therefore, since we can learn the pasuk differently, just like we have to learn it by Azov, that it doesn't mean there were certain things he was tar from the very beginning, it means there's certain things that will be tar from what's it called, lemafreya, even though he's going to be tummy now mitana lahabot. Elo amarava mihocha. How do you know that a mitzora musker doesn't need prio prima? The Hatsarua Asher Bo Hanega, right? The preface to the din of Pri and Prima is Hatsarua Asher Bo Hanega. Misha Tsaroso Toli Begufo. It says Hatsarua Asher Bo Hanega means that he has the Nega in him and it depends on that alone. It doesn't depend on anything else. Just you have the Nega or you don't have the Nega. That's only a Mukhlet. That he's Tameh as long as he has the Nega. If the Nega goes away, he can become Tohar. But a musker doesn't depend on having the nega, it depends on 7 days. If after 7 days it doesn't spread or whatever, it's what's it called, it's tar. So here, the nega itself alone creates the din of tumantara. By a musker, it's not the nega alone, it's the 7 day period. Right, so only Hatsarua Asher Bo Hanega needs Prio Prima. That's the end of the puzzle. The Tsarua, who doesn't depend on the Nega alone, but other time is a factor, doesn't need Prio Prima. Omale Abaya, Elamiata, Kol Yemei Asher Hanega Bo Yitma. Right? It says another thing. All the days the Nega is in him, he's Tame. Misha Tsarasa Tluya Begufa, who detoned Shilua. Nay, we should learn also that he doesn't have to be sent chutzul machane, because the pasuk that speaks about bogad yeshev mechutzul machane, that he has to go outside the machane, also is prefaced with kol yemei asher anegabo. And for saying that only applies to a mukhlet, then being sent out of the machane only applies to a mukhlet, right? The chitei mahachinami, and if you'll say that's true, that ain't a chanami. Only a mukhlet has to be sent out of the machne, not a musker. But haktani, the Mishnah doesn't say that. Ain't being mitzora musker, a mitzora mukhlet, el a priya uprima. Right? Only that's the difference. Hale inin shiluach, le tmuye bevia, zev is deshavim. Mashma that legabi shiluach, and the chumras that a mitzora is matami bevia, like we said. Kalim that he brings into a house, even doesn't touch them, right? That applies even to a musker. Amarle, you may call Yemei Laravos. Over here it says, call Yemei Ashanegabo. And if you remember Hanegabo, we would think it's only a mukhlet. But since it says, call Yemei, it comes to be marba, even a musker. Laravos mitzor a musker shiluch, that he has to be sent chutz l'machane. But there is no ribui by the other case of the, what's it called, of the pri and prima. There it says, v'ha tzarua asher bo hanega. So that only applies to a mukhlet. Where it says, Yehochi tiklachas v'tzipor in my time below. Right? That's the case. Then why doesn't the musker need, when he becomes tahar, to shave his whole body and to bring two birds? Right? Diktani ain bein tar mitoch hezgel, the tar mitoch hechlet, ele tiglachas et tzipar. We said that Lamaisa, if we're saying now that a muskar and a muchlet are exactly the same, except for prio prima, then why aren't they the same for the process of how they become tar? You should need birds and shaving for a muskar too. Omer Abai, Omer Krov, yotzo akoin am lichutz lamachaneh, vihine nirpa nega tzoras, right, it says the coin goes out, and he sees that the nega has been healed. Then it says you bring the birds and you shave. Misha tzaras of tuya berafuos, somebody whose tzaras depends on it going away and being healed. Right? Yotze zesh ain't tzaras of tuya berafuos ala biyomim. But this guy, it doesn't make a difference if it goes away or not. You have to wait 7 days and then see it. So even if the nega goes away in the middle of the 7 days, he's still going to be a muskar. So a muskar doesn't depend on the nega going away. It depends on 7 days passing by. Therefore, this halacha of tziporim and tiglachas only applies to someone who, if the nega goes away, is going to be tar, not to somebody. If the nega goes away, he's still going to have to wait till the end of the 7 days and be a muskar. Okay. Tashi. Gabi zov dechsiv. The sof tarosa. V'toher, says by Yezov also in the end, V'toher, you know what, I think we'll leave the Rashis for tomorrow, this way you have a chazora of what's it called, and if we can't learn it whole longer tomorrow, so we'll push it off till Sunday.